You know, we've been reading through the Bible this year. That's the series that we're currently in, and this is kind of a pause, but kind of not. Still want to encourage everyone to stick to your habit of daily reading the Bible. Follow your guides. It's coming to an end here in about a month. Next week, we're going to be looking at the book of Psalms. Psalms is one of the books in the Old Testament that we haven't taken a deep dive in yet. It's one of two. The other book is the book of Daniel. You know, Daniel's kind of it's a strange book because it's kind of hard to categorize the book of Daniel. It's in the Christian Old Testament, Daniel is one of the major prophets with Isaiah, Ezekiel, and Jeremiah. But in the original Hebrew Bible, the book of Daniel wasn't considered a book of prophecy. It was one of the writings. It was categorized with books like Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther. And it's one of the writings. Although Jesus does refer to Daniel as a prophet, most of the book is in narrative form. It's telling a historical story of the Jews when they were in exile in Babylon. The book of Daniel also holds a distinction as the book in the Old Testament that's actually written in two languages. It's partly written in Hebrew and partly written in Aramaic. A majority of the book focuses on a man by the name of Daniel. He was young. He was an advisor to the rulers in Babylon. He had a gift. He interpreted dreams. His enduring legacy is one of staying true to Jehovah, even as he and his fellow Jews were being held captive in Babylon. Similarly, is the legacy of his three friends, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Most know them by the names that were given to them, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These young men were being groomed to be leaders in Babylon, in the Babylon way of life. They were taught the way of Babylon life. But these four, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and Daniel, they stayed true to God. And even though they were being taught and groomed to be Babylonians, they stayed true in the way of Jehovah, the way of Yahweh. They didn't let the influence of Babylon draw them away from God. There was an occasion where everyone in the land were commanded to bow down to a huge idol. When everyone else bowed down, these young men, they stood tall. They refused to bow down even under threat of severe punishment. And they were punished. They were threatened. First, they were told, if you don't bow down, we're going to throw you in this furnace of fire and we're going to burn you to death. But this is how these men responded when they were threatened with that punishment. Shadrach, Meshach, this is Daniel chapter 3, verse 16. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego answered the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to present a defense to you in this matter. If our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the furnace of blazing fire and out of your hand, O king, let him deliver us. But if not, be it known to you, O king, that we will not serve your gods, and we will not worship the golden statue that you have set up. Whether God saves us from the fire or whether he doesn't save us from the fire. And we're talking about young men who grew up in captivity. They heard stories of God's deliverance in the past, but they hadn't experienced it like some of the ancestors. Yet they believed that God could deliver them. But he even said, if he doesn't deliver us, were not bowing down. They were young adults, and they were willing to make a stand and take a stand. Jesse, Kira, and Corbin, you are now approaching a season in your life where you will be kind of on your own. You will be enticed to bow down to pressure, bow down to indifference, bow down to hate, bow down to bullying, bow down to a way that is in competition with the way of God. But like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, stand up. Don't bow like Daniel. Make God a priority. Pray daily, multiple times daily. Include in your social diet a diet of scripture reading, a diet of going to church, a diet of connecting with other Christians and connecting with people who love you and have your best interest at heart. Corbin. The raven. You know, your name means the raven. As God used ravens to feed the prophet Elijah, continue to be the kind and considerate young man that you have always been ever since you were a little kid, Corbin. You would come to me and say, "Hi, Mr. Dion. Hi," you are always just kind and nice and cordial. Don't let anyone convince you that that means that you're weak or that means that you're no, that is something that is a position of power, and you are being used by God as God used those ravens to feed the prophet Elijah. Continue to use that kindness and that considerate nature to be a blessing to others. Always continue to be the same as you were as a young kid and as a young man. Take care of others. Jesse, your name means the Lord exists. Your appetite to entertain has been evident in your life since the finger in your nose in your baby picture. I remember we went to a Mexican restaurant and there was like a mariachi band playing and we're in the restaurant and he just gets up out of his seats and they're playing something and he starts dancing like Michael Jackson. You remember the Michael Jackson phase? He had a huge Michael Jackson phase. He used to wear the pants with the white socks and the hat and everything, and he used to do the dances. Your appetite to entertain and to make people happy is something that just endears people to you. Use your gifts and talents to demonstrate that there is a God, that God exists. Use your gifts and lead people, and hopefully that they will be eager to participate with God and understand that God wants to be in their lives. Kira, your name means ruler. You are a leader, even if you are sometimes reluctant to lead. Your name has purpose, and it is no mistake that throughout your life, people desire and want to follow you. They want to do what you do. They want to be where you're at. What I want you to do is I want you to live into the purpose that your name gives you, that you would lead others follow the Lord. All three of you, don't hold anything back. Withhold nothing from God and watch and witness what He will do in your life. As a parent, I want to thank the church, as Wendy did, for creating an atmosphere and a space for my child to grow up in the Lord. Just like all parents, we have challenges and we're still works in progress. But I don't know that we're here and doing this without the blessing and the support of this church family. And it would be an incredible continued blessing if all of us, for young people, for old people, for middle people, I'm sorry, chronologically superior people, that we all live a life of withholding nothing from God and giving Him everything, like those boys in the book of Daniel. Because only boys that withheld nothing would be able to say, "Go ahead, throw us in the furnace. If you do, God will deliver us. But even if He does, we're not bowing down." Daniel was thrown into a den of lions to punish him because he would not neglect his faith in God. That's a person who withheld nothing from God. And God delivered him from that den. And God delivered those boys from that furnace. And there's some things that we need to be delivered from. And I say maybe the place to start is a place of submission. A place where we withhold nothing from God. We invite the praise team to the stage and we'll sing this invitation song. If there is a matter in your life that you are in need of deliverance, I'm going to call you to submit to God today. I'm going to call you to surrender to God today. Maybe there's some uncertainty about your futures, graduates. Yeah, some of you here is going to Wilmington College to play volleyball, but there's still some things to figure out. Corbin's going to the military. There's still some things to figure out. Jesse, I think, is planning to become a sound engineer. There's still some things to figure out. Maybe there's some things that's underdeveloped and maybe there's some uncertainty there. I'm calling you three graduates today to submit your lives to God, surrender to God. I'm calling to some of you in here right now that has an issue in your life that is just tearing you apart and you want deliverance. I'm calling you to surrender that stuff to God right now. As we stand and sing this song, there's a way we can be particularly helpful to you through prayer, through conversation, through company. We want to walk alongside you and walk with you as you cry out for deliverance. If today is a day that you want to declare God as the one true God, Jesus as Lord of your life, you want to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, we can do that today. Let's stand up and let's sing this song.